I'm Christian de Guzman. I'm the rice breeder at Southeast Missouri State University.
All right, and we look forward to hearing about your research. You are highlighting later on this month heat-tolerant herbicide-resistant strains being developed at the Southeast Missouri State University. Tell us about those.
We are doing research on the heat tolerance line, and what we want to do is to get that heat tolerance trait coming from an Asian variety to our elite lines or varieties here in the United States. And last year, we did a preliminary screening of those U.S. varieties, and we found out that all of our varieties are susceptible to heat tolerance. That means they have reduced yield under high heat tolerance, usually over 100 degrees at day and over 80 degrees at night temperature.
Okay, so you're in the testing stages, and you are hoping to have this marketable when?
It will take time before this is marketable. This is just a preliminary screening. This year, we did some crosses, and it will take several years before we can, you know, get a variety that's not just heat tolerant, but also have the characteristics of good grain quality, high yield, and other good agronomic traits that we want from the U.S. variety.
Okay. And Missouri, being the northernmost area where rice is produced, I understand several years ago, extreme heat did cause some yield declines. Is that being seen anywhere else in the rice footprint of the U.S.?
Yes, yes. Actually, we are a bit lucky because we are on the higher elevation and on the higher latitudes, and that gives us a little bit more cooler temperature compared to the southern U.S. But in 2010, all of the southern U.S. States suffered losses due to heat tolerance. And last year, in 2018, we had 30 counties in Missouri that was designated as areas for drought. And you know, and we know that, you know, heat and drought goes hand in hand. So on our research, we wanted to be proactive, and we wanted to look forward to have a variety that is heat tolerant. So just in case that happens again, we have it ready.
Right. It also says herbicide-resistant strains. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So we are developing Clearfield rice lines, and Clearfield is a trait that is patented by BASF, and we have an agreement with BASF to develop those lines that have the trait, and this controls weedy rice in the field. And then they have another new trait, which is what we call Provisia. And we are still working with them to finalize the agreement. But this is a different mode of action. That means if there are fields that have weedy rice that are resistant to Clearfield, the farmers now have an option to use a different mode of action that can eliminate those weedy rice that are resistant to Clearfield, which is Provisia rice.
All right. Was there anything else you'd like to add? I'm sure there's some pretty much excitement among growers down in your area about this research.
Yeah, so we are inviting the growers, the producers, to come to our field day on August 22. The tour will start at 8 a.m., and we have a very good speakers that will provide you information on what to grow, when, and also some new technologies, drone technologies, furrow irrigation technologies, and all other, even, you know, about economics of rice